Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 136. Today is Christmas Day, December 25th, 2012. And today's topic, what's next after getting better? Why do you read personal growth materials or purchase personal growth products? If you're typical, there's something in your life you would like to improve. Most people interested in personal growth programs would like to get better in some way. The meaning of getting better varies from person to person, but it can include relieving suffering, getting over various fears, taking action when we feel fear, stopping compulsive behavior, improving relationships, eliminating the barriers to making and saving money, stopping the negative self-talk, etc. Most of the people in the world are trying to get better in some way. But what happens once we've eliminated the beliefs and conditionings that cause most of our behavioral and emotional problems? What happens once we've stopped giving meaning to most of the moment-to-moment meanings we unconsciously create? Once we stop seeking to get better, what's next? Abraham Maslow, an American psychologist, identified what he described as a hierarchy of needs. He said that needs must be satisfied in the given order. Level 1 through 4 are deficiency motivators. In other words, there's something missing that must be attained. We want to get better. Level 5 is a growth motivator. It's about self-actualization. Here's Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The slowest level, number 1, biological and physiological needs. Air, food, drink, shelter, warmth, sex, sleep, etc. The second level, safety needs. Protection from the elements, security, order, law, limits, stability, etc. Level number 3, belongingness and love needs. Work group, family, affection, relationships, etc. Number 4, esteem needs. Self-esteem, achievement, mastery, independence, status, dominance, prestige, managerial responsibility, etc. And the highest level that Maslow identified, number 5, self-actualization needs. Realizing personal potential, self-fulfillment, seeking peak experiences. Maslow argued, and I agree fully, that you have to progress through these 5 levels in order. In other words, you can't skip from level 1 to level 3 or 4, or from level 3 to level 5. Moreover, at any given level, the higher levels are not fully real to you. But once you've satisfied your needs at any given level, the next level becomes real. And once you've satisfied all your deficiency needs, you're ready to self-actualize. Unfortunately, tens of millions of people still exist at levels 1 and 2, still trying to meet survival needs. My experience with literally thousands of people has demonstrated that eliminating beliefs and conditionings can move people upward through levels 3 and 4. Moreover, hundreds of people who've learned to stop giving meaning to daily events report that they experience some of the characteristics of self-actualization. A website devoted to Maslow's work, businessballs.com/Maslow, MASLOW.htm. This website presents a list of self-actualizing characteristics that Maslow created. So here's a list of Maslow's self-actualizing characteristics. A keen sense of reality. Aware of real situations. Objective judgment rather than subjective. See problems in terms of challenges and situations requiring solutions rather than see problems as personal complaints or excuses. The need for privacy and comfortable being alone. Reliant on own experiences and judgment. Independent. Not reliant on culture and environment to form opinions and views. Not susceptible to social pressures. Nonconformist. Democratic, fair, and non-discriminating. embracing and enjoying all cultures, races, and individual styles. Socially compassionate, possessing humanity. Accepting others as they are and not trying to change people. Comfortable with oneself, despite any unconventional tendencies. A few close intimate friends rather than many surface relationships. Sense of humor directed at oneself or the human condition rather than at the expense of others. Spontaneous and natural. True to oneself rather than being how others want. Excited and interested in everything, even ordinary things. Creative, inventive, and original. Seek peak experiences that leave a lasting impression. I want to help people with self-actualization. For 28 years, the Lefkoe Institute has focused on the first four levels. Our current mission is, quote, to help create a world in which people are empowered to rid themselves of their self-imposed limitations and to create unimagined possibilities for their lives, close quote. This can be achieved with the various processes that currently comprise the Lefkoe Method. Using the Lefkoe Method myself, I've eliminated too many beliefs and conditionings to count and achieved a state where most of my occurrings dissolve automatically. I rarely give meaning to events. I'm no longer attached to the outcome of my choices. I hardly ever get upset, and when I do, I don't give it any meaning. And even less frequently have arguments with my wife Shelley and my children. After a lifetime of trying to get better, overcome my constant anxiety and depression, stop my neediness, and halt my concern with the opinion of others, these problems are gone. I no longer wish I were anyone other than me. I'm finally okay with myself. I no longer think about getting better. So as I ask myself what's next for me, I wonder what I can do for others who are asking the same question. I've been thinking a lot recently about this fifth level, which is what life is all about once you've met your deficiency needs and no longer seek to change the way you are. In order to explore self-actualization, I'm offering a new course that's only open to people who've completed our recurring course and have stopped giving meaning to most events. The purpose of this new course is to investigate what life is all about after one's no longer trying to get better. Starting in January, the name of the current Lefkoe recurring course is being changed to the Lefkoe Freedom Course. The new course will be called the Advanced Lefkoe Freedom Course. The reasoning behind the name change is that once someone joins the course, I can explain what occurring is, but it doesn't make sense to use a term no one's familiar with as the title of the course. The word comes from how the world occurs to us, in other words, the meaning we give events, moment to moment. When I created the Lefkoe Freedom Course almost 3 years ago, I had a sense it would make a profound difference in people's lives, but I wasn't sure exactly what we would do in the course or how we would do it. It turned out to be the most powerful program we've ever offered. I have the same sense about this new Advanced Lefkoe Freedom Course. I think it will enable people to enter and extend their experience of self-actualization. I intend to explore with members of the course a wide range of issues, including 1. Learn how to live with passion, but without attachment. In other words, live life as a game. There's nothing inherently better about having cards that match than ones that don't, or getting a little ball in a hole in less attempts than someone else, etc. You pretend something is better than something else. When you play a game, you can be very passionate, excited, and committed to winning, but you still know it's a game and not real. At some point, the game will be over and you'll go back to life. It's possible to live all of life as a game. 2. Think about the question, if events have no meaning, is there ever a need, as opposed to a desire, to change anything from the way it is? And 3, in the creator space, you experience that there's nothing missing, that everything has already turned out, that there's no place to get to. This course will explore what it takes to live out of that experience. You can have a vision of more to do in your life, but you don't have to be attached to it. I'll keep you informed about what we learn as the course progresses. Whatever we discover, I'll find a way to make it available to everyone who's interested in it. In the meantime, have 2013 be the year you no longer need to get better, and you begin your process of self-actualization. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Do you agree or disagree with the points I made? Why? Do you have something to add? Your comments will add value for thousands of readers and listeners. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. Please post any comments you have at the blog itself, MortyLefko.com. And if you think others will find this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons located both at the top and the end of the post at MortyLefko.com. And finally, if you haven't yet eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko Belief Process, please go to Recreate Your Life, where you can eliminate one limiting belief free. Have a great holiday season, and when I next talk to you, it'll be 2013. Take care.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.